AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump holds a rally tonight ahead of tomorrow's Senate runoff election in Georgia. The AP's Sagar Magani has this.
If either GOP incumbent wins in tomorrow's runoffs, Republicans will keep the Senate majority. But if both Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue lose to John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, Democrats will control both congressional chambers.
This is not hyperbole. You can change America.
In Atlanta, President-elect Joe Biden telling Georgians they can chart a course for the next generation. He spoke hours after Vice President Pence told a church audience the GOP must keep the Senate.
The Republican Senate majority could be the last line of defense.
President Trump was to speak later in Georgia, ostensibly to pitch the two Republicans, but also to keep up his own fight for the state's electoral votes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The first people in the U.S. to get the coronavirus shots are getting their second inoculations today. Vaccination effort ramping up after some earlier fits and starts. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio.
From this point on, 7 days a week, 24/7 has to be the attitude and the approach. We're going to do that in the public sector. We need our private sector partners to do the same.
Dr. Lee Riley with the University of California Public School of Health says the pandemic is bad in the state and getting worse.
We anticipate that the cases are going to continue to increase over the next month because of the holidays we just had. And so, we're really facing a crisis situation here.
Nationally, more than 20 million people have been infected and close to 353,000 have died. A Wisconsin prosecutor says a pharmacist intended to destroy some 500 coronavirus vaccine doses because he thought they were not safe. A down day across the board on Wall Street, the Dow losing 382 points, the S&P dropping 55. This is AP News. The NCAA announces all men's college basketball tournament games, including the Final Four, will be played in Indiana.
After being wiped out last year due to COVID-19, the NCAA has announced that all 67 men's basketball games, including the Final Four, will be played entirely in Indiana. There will be games on two courts inside Lucas Oil Stadium, but it'll be one contest at a time. There are other venues in the state that will be used as well, but most contests will be played in Indianapolis. No word yet on how many fans may be allowed inside the venues. I'm Shelley Adler.
The world's richest person, Amazon's Jeff Bezos, made the single largest charitable contribution in 2020. That's according to the Chronicle of Philanthropy's annual list of top donations, a $10 billion gift that's intended to help fight climate change. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.